Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you, Bob. As we stand to prayer, Lord, in the busyness and fun of this day, we ask that you'd help us to understand more about the meaning of Christmas. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Now, I wonder, is there anybody here who has a nickname, one they can share with us, which is repeatable? Anybody got a nickname they want to tell us about? Or somebody, yes, Barbara. Bree. That's your name.
That's mine.
Yes. Bree, yes, great, fantastic. Anybody else got a nickname?
Wheeze.
Wheeze. Who's that? Who's Wheeze? Oh.
John is Pop, and Christopher always calls his Pop
goes
the
Wheeze. Oh, so Wheeze, right.
Fantastic.
Great. Anybody else in the choir have a nickname? Just looking around. Annette, have you got one? What does Peter call you? Nets, right, great. I was asking my father, who's here this morning, yesterday, I was going to talk about the name of Jesus. And I said, "What's the funniest name of any patient you've had?" And he said to me, "I once operated on a little girl, and her name was Annette Curtains." Can you imagine? Can you imagine? It's absolutely serious, a name like that. Well, all sorts of different nicknames. There was a boy at the Piggott Senior School, and I couldn't work it out because I used to go and see that assembly, and his mates all called him Dactyl. I thought it was really odd. Why is he called Dactyl? And then I asked one of the teachers, who said to me, "Oh, his first name's Terry." It's extraordinary what people do to their friends in the way of nicknames. But anybody know the meaning of their name? The meaning of your name. My full name is John Richard Millward Cook. And John is the English form of Ioannes, the Latin form of the Greek name, which means God is gracious. Anybody else know their name? You're a herb, rosemary, yes? Just a herb. Anybody else meaning their name? Yes. Susan means lily. Brilliant. Very good. Well, all sorts of different names. I want to pick a few names. I've chosen some of the children I know in church. I'm going to peel off the first name, and the first name I've got up here is Lucy. How many Lucys are there in church this morning? One, two, three. Three Lucys I can see, hands waving. Do you know what your name comes from? Light, thank you very much. The Latin lux, light. In fact, Lucia was a 4th century martyr who had her eyes gouged out, just to put it in history there. Right, so Lucy, the meaning is light. Let's have another name now. Let's go for another one here. Anybody called Edward or Ted here? There's one hand going up, thank you very much. It's Edward back there, who I know well. He's known as Edward. And the word Edward, where does it come from? Do you know? Well, Edward comes from the word, the Old English, ed, wealth, and weird, weird, guard. So rich guard is where the word Edward comes from. Let's go another one then. So, take it off. Rich guard. Let's go to another name further down. What's the name going to be? Now, I can see at least two Hannahs here. There's a Hannah over there. Hannah, what does your name mean? Do you know? It is, absolutely right. The name Hannah means grace or favour. And there's there, grace. Let's have one more name. How many Daniels are there here today? Right. This is actually rather appropriate. Do you know what the name Daniel means? You may think your mum is your judge, but the name Daniel means God is my judge. So that's something just to learn about. Different names have different meanings. Anybody here called Sophia? What does your name mean? Wisdom, absolutely right, wisdom. Andy, where's the name Andrew come from? It's a Greek for manly or masculine, just so you know, for the future.
Oh, I won't forget that.
Well, come back in your mind's eye, because I want to explain the most important name ever in history. But July 2013, the Lindo Wing at St Mary's Paddington, the media raw paparazzi descended. There's great anticipation about what this baby to be born might be called. And the bookies' favourites were James, Arthur, Spencer, or Albert. But one bookie even had 500 to 1, the name hashtag down. It wasn't very good odds. Well, on the 22nd of July 2013, outside Buckingham Palace, a letter was posted on an easel. It said this: Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cambridge, was safely delivered of a son at 4:26 p.m. today. Her Royal Highness and her child are both doing well. And that child, Prince George, God willing, one day King George VII of England. And there's a great ripple of joy throughout the British Isles with his birth. But another birth I want to mention, and that is one which has similarities but also great differences. At the end of this year, as always, we celebrate the birth of a royal baby about 2,000 years ago. That baby was born in a stable, not a state-of-the-art hospital. That baby's birth was of global significance because Jesus is the king not just of 53 member states of the Commonwealth, but king of every nation and every person on this earth. And the announcement of the birth of a prince is out of the ordinary, but nothing in comparison to the announcement of the birth of the baby Jesus by the angel of the Lord. And the reading Bob read, we had Matthew 1, verse 21. She'll give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus. Now, names, especially in the Middle East, tell us something about someone. There's a well-known singer who's had a child recently. His name is Sir Mick Jagger. Anybody know what his child is called? He's called Devereux Octavian Basil. I don't know quite where the first bit comes from, but Octavian, because this is, of course, his eighth child. And Basil, because that was the name of Mick Jagger's dad. Or the name George, my son George back doing a PA system. George traditionally is a royal name, but actually means farmer. The name given to Mary and Joseph's son also tells us a great deal about him. It takes us, friends, to the very meaning of Christmas. Jesus means the Lord saves. And it gives us a clue to his greatest mission: save us from our sin. Christmas 1948, in Washington, D.C., a radio reporter asked four ambassadors what they were hoping for in the Christmas period and New Year. And the French ambassador said, peace in the world. The Russian said, freedom from all those enslaved by imperialism. The German, nothing changes here, an upsurge in international trade. And then the British ambassador, Sir Oliver Franks, later Baron Franks, was horrified on Christmas Eve to turn his radio on in Washington, D.C. And the reporter said, we asked four prominent ambassadors what they wanted this Christmas. The French ambassador told us, peace in the world. The Russian, freedom from all those enslaved by imperialism. The German, an upsurge in international trade. And the British ambassador, Sir Oliver Franks, told us he's hoping for a box of crystallized fruit. And it must have been such an embarrassing gaffe to ask for such a trivial thing in a world of such need. But friends, we also forget our greatest need. You see, we are people who are sinful. We ignore God, and we decide for ourselves how to live in God's world. The selfie has become very popular among some people. Anybody here got a selfie stick? One there. Others who have pretty able to admit it. But let me tell you about the uproar a few years ago, because Obama and Cameron went to the Mandela Memorial event, and the press picked up a picture of those two in a picture taking a selfie of themselves, and they were told that they were very inappropriate. But so often, in a spiritual way, we want to put ourselves at the centre of a frame. It's all focused in us, and we ignore God. But the Lord Jesus, his greatest rescue mission, oh yes, he came and was born amongst us. His greatest rescue mission was his death on the cross for us. That's how he saves us. And later on with bread and wine, we recall that with great thanksgiving. And Matthew's gospel says he comes to save his people. It's not automatic. You need to belong to him. Now, I was in a city beyond Maidenhead, going in past another station into Paddington, and there's a great Father Christmas. And there's a man outside, and he was saying to me, group of children, have you been good this year? And they shouted, yes. They were. They said, have you been good? And they said, yes, yes. But Christmas isn't for those who've been good. It's for those who know they've mucked up, that things have gone wrong in our lives. And yes, none of us are good enough to find God without the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. If there wasn't forgiveness, heaven would remain empty. But wonderfully, Jesus comes to us as a free gift. Now, my final poster, just to remind you, Matthew 1, verse 21, you will call him, his name is, brilliant, which had a particular meaning. And the name Jesus reminds us, unlike all these other names we've got here, it reminds us that the Lord saves. That's the most wonderful thing ever. Christmas reminds us Jesus saves those. That's why he came, for me and for you. Perhaps it's all new to you. I'm running in the new year a little course called Life Explored. There's postcards scattered around the church in the back. If you need to look into this yourself, if you're not sure whether you are somebody who's one of his people, do take one of those. Contact me. Love to have you there, finding out about the Christian faith. A very joyful Christmas to you all.